Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. A lot happening up there. And as I asked some of you, head over to the website. Forget that. Check out the apps online. All right, so we have an Android app, we have an Apple app. I'd love your feedback on them. I want to know how they're working for you, how they look, and that kind of thing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Just hit the ground running. Look, the general said something that kind of clicked with me. And I've been saying it to you, too, but really, truly, it's time for us to stop playing defense. It's time for us to stop explaining why we do things or don't do things. Right? Get out in front of this stuff. Don't allow them to set the narrative to you. We did. We let them take over the vocabulary to the point where everything now is racist. The fact that we say something as pure as the driven white snow, that's a racist term. Why? I have no idea. Because it's white snow? I don't know about you, but I don't think yellow snow is very pure. You know what I'm saying? And where I came from, if the snow was black, it was because somebody spilled oil on it. So, I don't know how that has anything to do with racism. We didn't come up with the colors. You know, really, I would love to sit with some of these loons. And we've been letting them get away with this forever. I've said this to you guys before, you know, when you had that lunatic family member who talked about how great communism was, and you sat in the other room and you went, oh, that's just Frank. He's always been crazy, you know, just let him talk and don't. No, don't let him talk anymore. Seriously. Would you rather lose a family member or the country? That's a question. Would you rather lose a son or daughter? Not over politics, so stop doing that. It's not politics when you're talking about socialism versus capitalism versus patriotism versus socialism. That is not politics. Feeling bad that a police officer may have shot somebody or did shoot somebody without cause is okay. Thinking that all cops do that and the country is racist for that happening is just bunk. The numbers don't bear it out. And the funny thing about it is the people on the left will always tell you, if you show them real numbers from the CDC, well, that's because they're not all being reported properly. Well, I can say the same thing about COVID, but you'd slap me around now, wouldn't you? And I can prove it more than you can. And the numbers I gave you were for 2021, I think it was 2019, when we had the real numbers. You know, some really, where they dug down into the numbers. Right, we got what, 350, 360 million people in this country, give or take a few? I think we had a little over 10 million interactions with police departments, with a police officer. Right? And that was 19. And I'm doing this off the top of my head, so I am close. I'm pretty good with numbers this way, right? So You had over 10 million interactions with police countrywide. You had 42 unarmed people, I'll start off there, that were shot. Nine were black. Nine. So how did they come up with, unless they're lying, you take it for what it's worth, how did they come up that black men were being hunted down and shot? Based on the real numbers that the CDC gives and the FBI, white folks are being hunted down and shot. I don't believe it in that term, but using their logic, their way of thinking things, their way of laying things out. I've talked to a few of my Asian friends because, you know, now we're all up about, now it's an Asian racist thing that we're hunting down Asians to kill them. I haven't found any of them in the adult world that speak to this that agree with that. 2,100 or 2,200 interactions and problems, racial problems in the Asian, and they don't break it out by Asian on Asian crime, just like they don't break out the black on black crime unless you go digging. See, again, this becomes genuine. This becomes something you can believe and believe in them on. When you see them take a stance in Portland, in Seattle, in Chicago, in New York City, when you see them truly take a stand on these things in those areas, then you can say, okay, they're serious about making a change, making a difference. Until then, bupkis, they get nothing from me. They get no sympathy. They get nothing. Because they're not real. They're not honest. They're not serious about it. And, you know, they talk about the new norm. What do they mean by that? Right? Is the new norm the burning down of police stations and police cars? Antifa and BLM people punching 82-year-old old folks in the face? I mean, what's the new norm are they talking about? We went, because of COVID, it stopped, thank you, Jesus. But we went from drag queens teaching our kids how to read in school, and they weren't just teaching them how to read. Look at some of the videos. I'm not going into it. Because, you know, every fourth grader needs to know how to twerk, don't they? I mean, this is how bad we've become. We come back, we'll talk about the new norm in Miami. Very exciting. Joe Mattini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is
only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I can't believe you found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean... I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
A couple of nitwits.
We are back. 855-ROAD-ZERO, 855-733-5563. You know, people like Martin Luther King and others, they must be, have to be, just looking down on us going, what the heck are you people doing? What have you done? And it isn't, I'm not beating on the black community by any stretch of the imagination. Because I know many people in the black community are far from all on board with what's taking place. Again, 855-ROAD-ZERO, 855-732-5563. We are now approving of, okay with, separate rules for whites and blacks again. Wow. Anyway, the new norm that they're talking about, and we'll get more into this in a minute, Now in Miami, there was a video. Obviously, this is radio, so I'm not showing the video. Of two little girls in strip clubs. Little girls. And it was a drag... Well, I shouldn't say strip clubs. I'm sorry. Drag queen club, whatever. Might have been a strip club. And they were being taught how to do exotic dances. Is that what they're called? They're called exotic dancers. While money was being thrown. So these two little girls are being encouraged to dance in a sexy way. Throwing money being thrown at them. And they were all excited about it. Isn't that there's nothing innocent about that. There's nothing cute about that. Even the moms were screaming and speaking out against it. And this is what we've come to. Anything you want, anything goes, whatever feels right. We've been going through this for decades. So the same group that keeps telling us we shouldn't be objectifying our women, start doing it when they're young. What are you saying when you're teaching a 7-year-old that if she wiggles her butt the right way, she can have money thrown at her? I'm sorry, who's objectifying who? Or is it who's objectifying whom? I don't know which one. Anyway, you get the point. Right? It's sick. It's extremely sick. You know, it's one thing when adults, and this is, whether I agree with it or not, doesn't really matter. It's one thing if an adult wants to go to a strip club or, I don't know, because I don't go to these places. But these different clubs, and that's entertainment for them, that's fine for them. But my God, when you start bringing in little kids, like that kid that was doing, that was dancing from, what was his name, was Dakota something, from midnight to 3:30, and New York had a law, that's why I said the laws don't apply to them. New York already had a law, these kids weren't even allowed in those places. But if they were in there for, and not at that age, not that young, but if people under 21 were in the club, they could only be there like during the dinner time, and not while there were risque dances going on. But now we've decided, or the left has decided, that anything goes. Any kind of sexual orientation, any kind of, just really, truly, any kind of grotesque type of lifestyles, dances, whatever, are open to anyone. Two little girls in a strip club getting excited because as they're wiggling their little butts, people throw money at them. Isn't that cool? That's what the moral left is going to tell you is okay and good. New York, well, even though it's against the law, they're not interested. They're now not going to prosecute prostitution. So prostitutes can do what they're going to do, how they're going to do, wherever they want to do. They can already crap and pee in the streets there. Why? What the heck? Why not include this? You know? So they're not going to prosecute prostitutes. Just amazing. Again, shows you, there's a Democrat mayor of that city who thinks he's doing a wonderful job. And they're not going to follow the law because they don't like it. It doesn't work for them. What do you think? This is truly amazing to me. And yet, I guess, you know, I don't know, if you give this some thought, if you give this some real thought, they keep saying that no one is above the law. Well, there is no law in their mind. So that's like a free-for-all statement, is it not? If this is a new order, it's wrong. If this is a new order that says, you know, little kids should be taught that sex kind of moves or sexual innuendo in the verbiage they speak and the dances they do is okay. This is the same group that at junior high school and high school levels and even in elementary school are okay with, you know, little girls doing dances where they're doing pelvic thrusts and all kinds of other sexual kind of moves. There was no reason for it. There never was. The only reason was to demean the family, to demean morality. It's so bad, isn't it, to have a mom and a father at home, people working together to make things happen, kids who dress appropriately. I'm not talking about the 50s style of dressing. That's all I mean at all. But I mean, you know, guys and girls, the guys that, I don't want to see their underwear. I don't need to see what color their underwear is or the crack of their butt. And, you know, ladies, I don't need to see how big your nipples are in the cold because you decide not to wear a bra and a tight shirt or anything else for that matter. When was all this okay? When did this become okay? Now, I'm not saying you, look at, around your house, in your backyard, when you're on your own premise, I don't care what you do or who you do it with. But we've lost all decency for others. We've lost all respect for other people. I will do what I want to do. I will say what I want to say. You have no right to tell me. Well, to a degree, that's right. But that's not a license for you to be nasty to other people. That's not a license for you. You know, it's really funny. I can't put you down for the way you dress, for how many men or women you're sleeping with, you know, for what a, how promiscuous you are. But you can call me a nut for believing in God. You can call me crazy and how backwards I am. And yet you've slept with 52 men this year. And I'm the bad guy. Thomas Senior, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Israel says it has responded to a missile launched from Syria into the southern part of the country with an attack on the launch site. The Israeli military says that its air defense systems were deployed near the town where the country's nuclear reactor is located. It could not confirm whether or not the missile was intercepted. Syrian state-run media says that four soldiers were injured in the Israeli attack. And President Biden is encouraging employers to give their workers paid time off to receive a COVID vaccination and recover from any possible side effects. In remarks on Wednesday, Biden unveiled a program to offer tax credits to employers for the cost of offering paid time off with funds allocated for the program in the COVID relief package that Democrats passed through Congress in early March. The program focuses on small businesses, but the president urged larger employers to offer similar benefits for getting vaccinated. The nation is administering about 3 million doses of vaccine a day, a pace that some experts worry will be difficult to maintain. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation and part of the solution. All right. Just wanted to get that off my chest. I am, you know, the direction society is going is because of us. Christians, conservatives, whatever, whatever, whatever. And for those of you who keep sending me emails, stop. If your email's going to say to me, live and let live, just choke on it. Because they're not letting us live. There's no live and let live from the left towards us. Right? So why should we afford them the same? I'm not suggesting we be mean, nasty, or violent towards them. But for you to sit back in a pacifist way and think they're going to let you live, look around. They're not letting you do it. And again, as I started to say, you know, MLK and the rest of them, they'd be spitting in their graves right now. Now the George Floyd Memorial Square has special directions for white folks. That's not racist at all, is it? That's not equality slash equity at all, is it? White people have special rules and regulations in order to enter the George Floyd Square in Minneapolis. Isn't that great? It's great. People are told to enter with reverence, humility, and openness, which I don't really understand why you wouldn't in any kind of a moral area. Please know you're an invited guest. Wear a mask and honor the space. But for white people in particular, there are other instructions. Decenter yourself. I got to look up some of these terms. And come to listen, learn, mourn. Now, when I said white people in particular, that is actually on the sign. For white people in particular, listen up. Come to listen, learn, mourn, and witness. Remember, you're here to support, not to be supported. Be mindful of whether your volume, your pace, your movements are supporting or undermining your efforts to decenter yourself. Huh? Seek to contribute to the energy of the space. My God, this gets even better. Rather than drain it, the flyer adds, bring your own processing to other white folks so that you'll not harm the BIPOC, the BIPOC. White people are told not to take photos of anyone else unless they consent to it. Finally, white people are told, if you witness white folks doing problematic things, speak up with compassion. Take the burden off the black folks and our siblings of color whenever appropriate. Seek to engage rather than escalate, so there can be a learning moment rather than a disruption. Unreal. Separating it out, giving separate sets of rules for people of color and people of non-color. It's exactly what Martin Luther King fought for. It's exactly what people in the 60s died for, right? To make sure we maintained a color difference. The same thing during the Civil War. That whole war was fought. White people died to make sure that slavery didn't go away, that we made sure that we had a color separation. Right? Isn't that great? Isn't that exactly what you had in mind? You're next, LeBron James tweeted. Oh, then he had to delete it real fast. NBA star LeBron James is facing criticism after he targeted the Ohio cop who shot and killed Makia Bryant. He said, you're next. Without any, again, this is how the left operates, without any information, without knowing the particulars of the instance, it had to be the cop's fault. This is what they're up against. James posted the threatening message along with a photo of Columbus police officer Nicholas Reardon. He identified as the cop who shot the 16-year-old during a domestic dispute. No, during a potential stabbing. Let's not water it down. You're next, he tweeted out. And then with the hashtag accountability. Yeah, he saved the life of another girl. He saved the life of another black teenager. Does that count for anything? Or maybe he should have just stood by and said, hey, I can't get involved in this because I don't want to go to jail. If they kill each other, so be it. Is that what you wanted, James? LeBron? Police body cam footage released by a Columbus official showed Bryant scuffling with the two other girls. He lunged at he lunges at one of them with what appears to be a knife in her or the girl, which what appears to be a knife in her hand. That's when Reardon is seen firing four rounds, dropping the teen to the ground, mortally wounding her. She later died at the hospital. Well, he could have shot the knife out of her hand. Right? I mean, I'm watching people on TV do, I mean, on Facebook and other places do that. Why did he just shoot the knife out of her hand? What do you think, this is the movies? That's when I get the biggest kick out of these people. This is not a movie. This is not something you see on TV. This is the TV, man, my God. It's just amazing how they believe everything they see on TV to be truth. A reporter did and was tore up for asking Columbus police chief why officer didn't shoot Bryant in the leg or the hand. You know they watch too much TV as a kid, right? That's all I got. Social media erupted in scorn Wednesday after a reporter asked Columbus, Ohio Police Chief Michael Woods whether the responding officer could, you know, have shot the 16-year-old in the arm or the leg. Bryant was pronounced dead Tuesday night. Now, Columbus police released the footage of the camera. You could see very plainly, very clearly, without confusion, that the officer saved the other girl's life easily. The reporter went on to ask, can an officer shoot the leg, and the officer shoots somewhere else that would result in a fatal wound. Some observers in the crowd had the same question. God bless. One of the difficult things with that is we don't train to shoot the leg because it's a small target. We train to shoot center mass, which is available to stop the threat. Stop the girl from being killed. Stop the other girl from being killed. Look, you have good and evil here. You have good and bad. Somebody was getting ready to kill somebody else that wasn't trying to kill them. This isn't like two of them were standing there going round and round with knives in their hands. It wasn't a gun against a knife or anything like that. This was somebody who was out and out getting ready to kill the other person. Without any mindset, without any thought to it. When you try to start shooting arms or legs, rounds miss and then they continue on. Somebody behind them, somebody around the corner, somebody off a ricochet is going to get hit by it. Somebody who wasn't involved in a crime at all. The way you minimize the danger is you hit center mass. Period. So we try to minimize any danger to anyone else if we have to use our firearms. Twitter users ripped a reporter for broaching the question. Some people said your ignorance is astounding. And I agree. The ignorance is astounding. Do these reporters do any legwork, any homework at all, or they just watch movies on TV? Besides, most of those things you see on TV where somebody's knife is being shot out of their hand, gun's being shot out of their hand, or they're being shot in the arm, that's kind of like, what do you want to call it? Do you want to call it toxic masculinity? It's always a guy shooting. Right? Look at the riflemen. That was a man's man. All the famous gunslingers were men. Isn't that way too much toxic masculinity for you? These people are so ignorant. Washington Times Pentagon reporter Michael Lenn explained that aiming for a limb is damn near impossible, especially within the heat of the moment. My God. And they go on. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Crazy.
Schools are opening. Kids will fill those school buses, classes, gyms, and lunchrooms. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, treats and friendships, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. Sharing that with family could be deadly. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school, whether private or public, with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com. Or call 503-585-5582. That's 585-5582.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged and involved as a whole. And again, I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. You know, with the shooting, the justified shooting of the 16-year-old girl, I'm sorry, that was getting ready to stab another 15 or 16-year-old girl. All we hear about, again, from the left, one of the headlines on the left that came out today is a Columbus police officer shot and killed a black teenage girl. This 15-year-old girl called the police because someone at her house was abusing her. Police saw a knife on the ground near her and shot the teenager four times. Not true. This is a lie. The video specifically shows her getting ready to plunge that knife into the other girl. And somebody called him on it and said, I'm sorry, but if you'd open your darn eyes and take a look, you look at the video, see that he shot her. She was about to stab someone. All right? And if you think it's an improper use of force, then it really isn't much to discuss. And, hey, I got a clue. Why don't we talk to the girl whose life was saved and see how she feels about it? She might have a different viewpoint on the issue. It never stops with these people. I mean, they don't see it. It's happening right. The girl is ready to kill somebody. The cop shoots her to keep the girl alive, to save another girl's life, and somehow that's wrong. Secretary Psaki was at it again. She should have circled around this one, you know what I'm saying? She had a very uncomfortable exchange with a reporter after he asked whether President Biden acknowledged his own role in what the president describes as systemic racism. During his address to the nation on Tuesday evening, following the conviction of the former Minneapolis police officer, he called it, which he called murder in full light of day. You know, he said it ripped the blinders off for the whole world to see the systemic racism in the United States. Really? How is that systemic racism? If that cop killed, and you can't even say that cop killed him because he was black. Right? I mean, do we know that for sure? At Wednesday's briefing, New York Post reporter Steve Nelson, it wasn't like it was a Fox News, asked Psaki about whether the president contributed to systemic racism during his decades-long tenure in the Senate. She went on to say that, Biden is the architect of multiple federal laws in the 80s and 90s that disproportionately jailed, the reporter went on to say, that disproportionately jailed black people to contribute to what many people see as systemic racism. Activist Kamel West said that Biden was one of the core architects of mass incarceration. He went on to say, I think that Biden's going to have to take responsibility and acknowledge the contributions he made to this. But he won't acknowledge it. They never do. I told you, it is the party of non-responsibility. Psaki responded, said, well, I would say one of the president's core objectives is addressing racial injustice in this country. Not just through his rhetoric, but through his actions. Right. Like President Trump actually took action. And what anyone should look to is his advocacy for passing the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes all the sense in the world. He nominated leaders to the Department of Justice to address long outdated policies and asked the leadership team here in the White House to prioritize these issues, you know, which he wants to deal with from today and not from 30 years ago. Well, listen up, Jen. It is the policies that he helped put in place 30 years ago that created the problem today. So is he going to fess up to it? Probably not. Nelson followed up by asking Psaki whether Biden believes it's important to accept his own culpability. What did she say? Oh, I already answered your question. It's a double standard, triple standard. They take responsibility for nothing. They do these kind of things on a regular basis. Come on, think about it. Again, I go back to real history. Who started the KKK? Right? I mean, who started it? Who didn't want to give women the right to vote? Who didn't want to give blacks the right to vote? Who didn't want them to own property? It was the Democrat Party. Just thought I'd let you know. This stuff is nuts. What else we got here? I got a bunch of stories here. I just don't know which one to go through first. Alliance Defending Freedom is fighting a lawsuit to make sure that Christian college students across the nation don't lose their federal funding for following biblical views on sexuality. That simple. ADF representing three schools, Corbin University, William Jessup University, and Phoenix Seminary, asking a federal district court Friday to allow them to intervene against a lawsuit filed by recently formed LGBT activist group on behalf of some current and former students. 30 or so former and current students are suing the Department of Education, asking the government to strip all federal financial from Christian universities and colleges unless... There we go. All right. No, seriously. Against a lawsuit, unless those schools renounce their core religious beliefs. So you go to a Christian college because of their core beliefs, because you think that they have the same beliefs you have, or you have the same beliefs they have. You go there, you ask for the money, you get grant money, and then all of a sudden it dawns on you that maybe a religious organization would not be okay with same-sex marriage from a scriptural standpoint, would not be okay with abortion from a scriptural standpoint. You have a woke moment or something. Ryan Tucker, a lawyer for the ADF, said this is just asinine at every level. He said he's asking to intervene because none of these schools are party to the lawsuit but could be impacted by it. It threatens the students and faculty, really. Potentially harming these students, certainly the universities, goes all the way down, and it'll eventually get all the way down to the grade school. If you've got faith-based schools, which is where you want your kids to go, and get an education, what makes your education in English any different at a faith-based school that does not believe in its core value in same-sex marriage and a non-faith-based school that believes in same-sex marriage? How is that class taught any different? Right? Come on, think it up. Think it up. Think of it. There are tremendous challenges across the nation. This is one of the most important ones. This is a huge deal. Now, it really is, if you think of it. This is why I keep telling you guys, you have got to take back these school boards. Right? You've got to take back these school boards. You have to take back, these educational committees to make sure that they're not getting away with some of this crazy indoctrination, some of these crazy classes, crazy courses that mean absolutely nothing. And not only do they mean nothing in most cases, they're lies. Flat-out lies. I've been saying it for a long time. We need to push back. We need to start pushing back and making sure that truth is being taught in schools. We're talking about talking to somebody earlier today about what's being taught as far as the Holocaust goes. It's getting dumbed down more and more and more as the years go on. Why? I don't understand why Jewish teachers dumb it down. It's real. The buildings are still standing. We have videotape. We have pictures. God bless FDR because he said it. Or I'm sorry. God bless guys like FDR. They talked about it. Right? You've had presidents and others. So when you go in there, you take all the pictures you need to take because somebody will deny this someday. What insight that was. Can't let them get away with it, people. You really can't. Because what's it going to be first? That the Holocaust never happened? Then after that, what's it going to be? FDR never sent the Jews home to be killed? There were no internment camps in this country? We had you had Japanese, Germans, Italians, Irish... What other history are they going to skew? Don't let him do it. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for joining me. And again, write it down. Write it down in your little outlook or whatever. We're here every day. I want you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.